Will you give me a Friday? I want a Friday and a weekend, and I want to not be sober, and I want to not go to work or talk to the man. I don't want to. That's what I want. Will you give me that?
I'm the only person you talk to. How am I the man?
Any man is the man. You're all the men. The man, men, I don't know.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up?
Hey, say it.
Oh, how do?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I forgot that. I forgot I was trying to start that.
Heard three people in the bank line the other day say, how do?
No, you didn't.
To each other.
And how do?
I think it's all because of you.
That's just not going to take off ever.
Yeah. Huge,
ever.
Huge. Kids love it.
They don't. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
No.
Because on Fridays, we do special things.
Yes,
which
we
is
do.
Between 5 and 7, we play requests.
Yeah.
And we don't even know the song sometimes.
Yeah.
There have been times when Sluggo will go, do you know that song? And I'll go, no. And he'll go, I don't either. Let's play it.
Let's take a listen. Oh, let's just play it.
And
screw
we just
it.
Play it.
Yeah, just throw it on.
It's really not very responsible of us.
Hell no.
But you never know what's going to happen
That's
between
right.
5 and 7 yep. because it's all requests.
Yep.
And also, don't request bad songs.
Yeah, come on. No so, Careless Whisper.
Right.
All right, we're going to play it today, though. Wham, wham, wham.
No. somebody got stuck in, needed to be rescued in chocolate. At the M&M factory.
Wow, that rules.
Right?
How Willy Wonka of them.
Right, that's
awesome.
What I think.
Yeah, where's the Oompa Loompas?
We got People Are Dumb.
People Are Dumb.
Coming up at 3:50, and we've got your word of the day, word of the hour, I should say, in about 15 minutes for your shot at $2,000 today on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Yesterday we were talking about being on time, being late, and which one is cool?
Cool. I don't know that either one of them.
Which was odd?
Cool. Being late, I suppose.
Well, I mean, it used to be.
I mean,
things have changed, though.
You're talking about to a party, right? Fashionably late.
I think
They're
talking about a party.
I mean,
because sometimes they're talking about meetings at work.
Oh, yeah.
So, or, I don't know. It was in the New York Times. And
New York Times?
I mean, who's going to write an article on whether it's cool to be on time or not.
Someone who's irritated with someone who's not on time,
right.
I suppose.
One person who's irritated with one person.
You know what? If you got a problem with that guy, go walk over to his desk
right
there at the New York Times and tell him. We don't need an article.
If you're one of those people who can't seem to arrive on time for any meeting or any dates or any events in your calendar, well, according to Trend Watchers, your time is up.
Being fashionably late is no longer in fashion, according to a New York Times article. It argues that now being fashionably late is out of fashion, that punctuality is cool.
Nope.
Listen.
The party starts at 8. If you're there at 8, you're a
loser.
Wallflower moron loser.
Listen.
We hate you.
Also, it has nothing to do with being cool.
No.
It's...
Just listen, I'm not late. Interested.
I'm late a lot.
Well, you're never late to actually being... what you're supposed to do, the first thing you're supposed to do, you never miss. Well, rarely not
miss,
really.
But I do have problems being on time.
Why is that?
It's because I'm inconsiderate. I mean, that's true. That's what it's inconsiderate. That's all. And people who are considerate are on time. Has nothing to do with cool. You don't show up now on time because that's cool.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's absurd.
And besides, again, going back to fashionably late, they say. You know, I mean, you know how to start a party, right? You have a couple of friends there that are already drinking a few hours before.
Right.
You got the music going. You don't care the first person that shows up.
Right.
But the first one that shows up when the party starts is always a loser.
It's kind of a sad little dude.
Totally. Nothing else to do. Very excited. Brought the gift. Get out. Go home. You're not
starts
getting any tonight.
Early.
Yeah.
And has to leave in about 50 minutes.
I know that, dude.
So I'm just saying, it's not cool or not cool.
No.
It's just considerate.
Just do what you want. Yeah.
Right.
Who cares?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up? It's Friday. Woo!
What's your favorite candy?
Well, my favorite candy.
Chocolate candy.
Chocolate candy. Mm-hmm. Probably Snickers.
Same. Probably.
Oh, really?
But also M&M's.
Oh, yeah, M&M's rule. Yeah, that's true.
Two versions. Two people rescued after falling in tank full of chocolate in Pennsylvania.
What is getting into people?
They were at the Mars M&M factory.
Right, on a tour, I assume?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was...
Like they broke in?
Employees.
Oh, okay, employees.
I don't know.
Yeah, horsing around.
And they
jocularity.
Got stuck,
uh-huh.
And apparently the chocolate was up to their waist.
Wow. Man, all that chocolate they had to throw out.
Right.
They had to dump. Because, otherwise you're going to eat foot chocolate.
Nobody wants foot chocolate. Nobody wants crotch chocolate.
No.
Because it's not crotch. They called the fire department and they had to you know, drill a hole in the tank.
Oh, and then all the chocolate spills out.
And all that beautiful chocolate spills out.
God, what is wrong with you people?
I object to the word rescued. Listen, leave me in there. I'll eat my way out. I'm good.
You know, they shouldn't have rescued them. They should have pushed them down. Death by chocolate. Drown them. Get them out of there.
No, it should be a Willy Wonka thing situation where they, in M&M's, they put a golden ticket, and then you get put into this tank full of M&M chocolate.
Well, you fall in because you're a bad kid because you are going to get a song sung about you by an Oompa Loompa.
I mean, I don't think we need to make it exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, where's the damn line?
It's a tank.
I can't see the line.
It's a tank full of chocolate.
What a wonderful
thing. At Mars M&M Factory.
I just want to go in with a big spoon.
Right.
Maybe that's what they were doing, and they fell in. So I guess I would be the same. I guess I would F up the chocolate, too. What a jerk.
But I'm saying, like, give me some time. Don't rescue me right away. I can do some damage here. I can lower the chocolate level by a couple of inches.
Call the fire department in 20, 30 minutes.
Give me an hour.
An hour.
I don't need to be rescued. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah!
As close as 350 as we can get. And it's 352. I mean, that's
so close.
That's for us.
On the money.
That's on the money. That's what we think.
We're late. Woo! That's cool.
Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Something magical about people who call the police on themselves. That was the story we had yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, someone stole my Coke. It was in my car. I'm a drug dealer. And Coke was still in the car.
That was yesterday's story. Yeah. And they showed up and the Coke was still in the car. So he was charged with possession. He called them to say it was stolen. This is in Portland.
Okay.
And the man's name is Timothy Chapik. And he broke into a woman's home and immediately took a shower.
Like you do.
I don't understand that.
Oh, man, before I rob this place, I better be less smelly.
He heard the woman return.
Oh, dear.
And got scared.
Okay.
Had a panic attack.
Right.
Afraid that she had a gun. So
well, clearly, he didn't have one on himself at the moment.
So Chapik locked himself in the bathroom, took out his cell phone.
Okay.
And called the police. Saying that he had broken into the home and now feared for his life.
Because she just happened to come home.
Yes.
Clearly she's wielding a semi-automatic.
He begged the police to come help him.
Oh, my God.
The woman's name is Hillary McKenzie. She heard a strange man's voice in her bathroom. She told her daughter to leave the house.
Right.
And then she called her two German shepherds.
Yeah.
Strong. To confront the intruder. When she asked Chapik what he wanted and why he was taking a shower. Now, this isn't going to make any sense, but this is what he said.
Okay.
He told her that he broke in and was kidnapped.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So that he broke in. This is his story.
Right.
He broke in.
Uh-huh.
And then some guys kidnapped him made him take a shower.
Oh, no. You know, I do believe that. That does make sense to me.
So the woman called the police and said, hey, there's a guy in my house.
He's a total loon.
And he probably already called you, but you might want to come out. And she waited outside for the police to show up.
And of course, she didn't have a gun on her.
And
BTW,
no.
Yeah.
And Chapik repeated the story that he told her to the police, claiming that he broke in. And a group of men kidnapped him and forced him into the bathroom.
Man, I hate it when that happens, but it does a lot. You know, I've broken into many homes, and then suddenly out of the woodwork come these guys
and they kidnap you to force you to shower.
Yes, it's really annoying.
Wow. I've never heard of the shower kidnapping.
Oh, it's so annoying. You're trying to steal some valuables,
right?
Maybe get out of there before she shows up, the woman.
With the gun?
The homeowner.
That doesn't have a gun?
No, but there they are.
There's
forcing
the
you
guys
to shower.
Always forcing
it. It does happen a lot.
Oh, it's so frustrating to be kidnapped once you break into a house.
To be really dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Kevin, are you gonna break radio rule number one?
95.5
yes!
KLOS.
Eating on the air.
Southern California's rock station. They do tell you that is the first thing they tell you.
It is. Mm-hmm. Like in radio school, never eat while your mic is open.
I've tried, but Carl Jr. brought in this prime burger, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, damn tasty.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good.
Now, you're actually eating prime rib.
Yes.
Have you ever tried the Beyond Burger? Because I love them at Carl's
Jr. I have not.
Oh, my God. The famous stars, especially. But now this is the Beyond Raptor.
I have not.
Any of the Beyond meat that they have at Carl's Jr. is so good.
Why is it Raptor? Is it a wrap?
Yes, it's wrapped. Okay. It's wrapped in lettuce.
Oh, right.
Lettuce and tomato.
I'm just going to have my prime rib.
Yeah, go ahead and eat it. It's a prime rib for crying out loud. I guess we can go away now. Eat some food. Thank you, Carl's Jr.
Keep it.
What?
95.5 KLOS.
What'd you say?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on a Friday.
Baba Booey!
Very excited about that. In an hour, we're going to do our old request fest.
Yes, we are.
First, let's talk about when we were kids, the kind of foods we liked when we were kids. Mm. I, of course, had a bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Still do.
Has any child ever not liked sweets? I don't know if that's even physically possible.
I have a child who isn't really into sweets.
Like when she was little, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think that existed.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
We had to give her away. It was really sad.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, if she'd only just liked sweets,
right.
All would have been well.
It's not that hard.
No. What about stuff you did hate, though? Have you ever come around and, like,
have I ever come around and what, liked it?
Yeah. Like, if somebody put mayonnaise on one of my sandwiches, I would have thrown it across the room back in the day.
Really?
Now I love mayonnaise. You can't put enough on. And you said something about mustard. You're not
mustard is Satan's diarrhea. I mean, it's mustard I hated then and I hate now.
How do you eat your hot dogs then?
Without mustard.
What?
If there's mustard on it, I can't.
What about a good giant pretzel?
And you can't like wipe it off or anything?
No,
like,
no, that's
it's,
the thing.
It's a thing that's just gross.
I still hate tomatoes. I always did when I was a kid. And if
I love
put it
tomatoes.
On something, no, tomatoes are
oh, really?
Evil. And you can't wipe those off. There's little bits of it and it's just.
The other thing that I grew up hating mm-hmm. and probably hate more now than I did when I was a little
yeah.
kid is olives.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I can do without olives
oh,
for sure.
Oh, my God. They're so nasty.
Not even in a martini?
No. It would ruin a martini. I can't do it.
I'm just surprised at how you kind of eventually come around on so much stuff. You know, you used to really kind of
like your mayonnaise. You hated mayonnaise, and now you can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. When you were a kid, you hated a food.
Yeah.
And then as you grew up, you were like, what?
Well, you know, even go to the weird stuff. Asparagus. Do you like asparagus now? You had to have hated it as a kid.
No I
kid
hated all it. That as a kid, of
right.
course. Yes, because I was just a
no,
little...
No, every kid hates broccoli and
dick.
Asparagus.
Yeah, I hated all of that.
Yeah,
of course.
But do you like any of it now?
I can stomach it now.
Really? I still not come around on that. I hate all that stuff.
Yeah.
Dark greens. Salads I used to despise. Like, I would not eat it. I did not eat a salad until I was in my 20s. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, this is like candy. This is good. My body's going, give me this.
I didn't eat a salad until my 20s.
Yeah, I was maybe almost 30, actually. It was a Bob Big Boy in Burbank.
Were
the first
you
time
raised
I had a
by
salad.
A wolf?
Now they're like, have Pop-Tarts.
In the woods? What the hell?
Go ahead and get your own food.
Oh, no, Pop-Tarts are great, yeah. But I don't like all the other stuff. But all right, 818-955-KLOS. You hated something as a kid. And you either still hate it.
Right.
Or you've turned around on it, like Sluggo has with the mayonnaise.
Right.
And he can't get enough of it.
It's just the best. I mean, I'll put that on my hot dogs, too, and people really freak out.
That's good. Painful. That's not good. We are taking phone calls about food that you hated as a kid.
Fish?
Yeah,
all fish?
You know what? When I was a kid, I figured that all fish actually tasted the same. But as I got older, I was able to try, you know, yellowfin and salmon. And I actually started liking it, but I absolutely hated fish as a whole when I was a kid.
Oh, what about tartar sauce? That was something we were talking about.
That's actually reverse. I liked it as a kid on different things. It wasn't on fish, though, but like fish fingers, I didn't think was real fish. But
probably not.
I don't really care for it now.
Huh. I could swim like those people that got trapped in that chocolate.
In tartar sauce?
Yeah, I love it.
Who loves it that much?
Psychos.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, you're going to sing it. KLOS.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Sluggo.
Hey.
Hey, what kind of food do you hate as a kid?
But now you love?
Raw Brussels sprouts.
Raw Brussels sprouts. Okay. That's
raw Brussels sprouts were the worst, but if you roast them and you roast them right, they are delicious.
I can say, too, do you put any cheese on them or anything else? Garlic or anything?
Yeah, you have to put, like, spices and stuff on it to hide the taste.
Yeah.
That's how you can that's how you can power them down.
No, but if you roast them by themselves, they're good.
All right. I'll take your word for it because
I won't.
Kevin will not. I will. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Good. Happy Friday.
To you
right
too.
Back at you.
Crabbing, climbing, fishing off the docks and off the ocean, and I used to hate it. It just drove me nuts. But then I had a soft shell crab that came out of the Chesapeake Bay, and it was like perfection.
Huh.
Like liquid butter on the crab leg.
You did that as a kid? You actually fished for those items? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
I hated all of it.
I would walk into the ocean or the bay on Long Island, and I would fish with my foot to find clams. And then if I got a half a bushel, I'd bring it home. And
I'm sorry, you fished with your foot?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Are you Huckleberry Finn?
Maybe that's part of your problem. I'm not liking fish.
Yeah, maybe they're tasting like feet.
Hey, you know, if it comes out and it doesn't smell like fish, then it's all good.
No, not if it smells like feet.
Thanks for calling, man.
You
thank
are
you.
Gross, and thank you. All right.
I think seafood is a pretty common thing for people to like hate as kids and then kind of come
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
You hated a food as a kid. Maybe you turned around on it. Maybe we're talking about food that you hated as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one of those?
Foods I hated as a kid?
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, peas.
Mm. Peas, okay.
Really? I did actually. It was one of the only thing I would eat was peas. I hated everything else.
I even ate lima beans. I was weird.
Huh.
I still cannot stand peas, but my wife makes this killer veggie salad that's got peas in it, and I'll eat it.
Yeah, as long as you can hide the taste.
Mm.
Exactly.
You're good with it. All right.
Right on.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello, baby. How y'all doing?
Aces.
We are good. We're talking about food you hated as a kid.
Sluggo, I hated salad. I hate lettuce. I hate lettuce on anything. But a salad now, a good salad with some good dressing, especially from Bob's.
Great. Right, yeah, it's the damn Bob's blue cheese. Great. That's what did it for me, was the Bob.
Yeah,
yeah, plus my body was rotting from the inside because I'd never eaten a salad till I was damn near 30.
me too.
Were you also raised in a forest by a fork, by a box?
Maybe under a rock, perhaps.
Listen, yeah. I didn't like salad, but I had parents.
No, they would. No, we didn't ever have salad.
Wow.
Never, ever, ever.
They never made me eat it, thank God.
Yeah.
But onions, I absolutely hate. I hated them then, I hate them now.
Huh. I came around on onions.
I know people that can eat them like apples.
Yeah, I'm there. A red onion, man,
no,
hand it over.
Yeah.
I used to despise them, but I can do that now. But you know what? You're probably wiser by hating them. That's probably wiser, actually. Because it sure Fs up your breath.
Yes, I'm kidding.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My name is Dewey.
Hey, Dewey.
Hey, Dewey.
Pork and beans.
Oh, God.
Pork and beans. Doesn't everyone love pork and beans?
No, I hated them as a kid.
Really?
I still do.
Me too. I still do too. I always got sick over them, and I still do.
Yeah, because they're so intense. We used to have them when we'd go camping all the time because it's just easy to pour out
of
a can over a fire. Yeah, and it always make me sick.
Just something in it. I don't know why.
Pork.
That's strange.
Pig.
No. Hey, I could eat the pork.
Yeah, I guess it's the sauce, really. I think it's the sauce because it's so sweet.
It's something they put in the sauce.
Yeah. All right, well.
Thank you, man.
Be safe.
You too, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, and stay away from the pork and beans. For sure.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi. You're talking about foods you hated as a kid but like now?
Yep.
So, onions and mushrooms.
Onions and mushrooms.
That's funny because I came around on onions, but I loathe mushrooms still.
Still.
I grill them with a lot of butter, and they're delicious.
It is amazing what butter will do for food.
What about the good mushrooms? You know what I'm saying?
No, I've never tried those.
Oh.
But
all right, you have your weekend.
Yeah, we'll hook you up this weekend. We'll see how it goes. And
try that this weekend and call us back on Monday.
Yeah, if the phone isn't melting. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Food you hated as a kid. Maybe you came around on it, maybe you didn't. We're talking about foods that you hated as a child. You have one?
So I grew up in a Mexican household, and I hated chile relleno.
What exactly is that?
Chili rellenos?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically a pepper with either meat, with onions, and tomatoes, or you can make it with cheese and...
yeah, I like both. That sounds good.
And you fry it.
But now you like it?
I love it.
Huh. Why do you think you didn't like it as a kid? Because that does sound delicious. I never had it, but...
It's really good. I just don't know why. I guess
your taste buds woke up.
You grew up. That's what happened.
Matured.
You matured.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, thank you for calling. And I want that. That sounds really
so good. KLOS. Hello.
Oh, thanks for answering. I just can't wait to share this food with the world.
Okay. What did you hate as a kid?
Okay, it was avocados.
Mm.
And I just couldn't take it for whatever reason. I don't know, texture, flavor, whatever.
Yep.
Until one day, my mother finally said, you need to try a bite of this avocado sandwich. And what it was two pieces of toast, mayonnaise on bowl, thickly sliced avocado.
Right.
And seasoned salt.
Right.
Sounds great.
Oh, it is. Man, I'll tell you what. You got to eat one of these before you die. And I'll tell you what. You'll probably eat five of them.
And then I'll die.
From eat fiving them.
Yeah, I didn't like avocados either. But yeah, that sounds... Now I'm really freaking hungry. We got Carl's Jr. back in here. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Avocado is a rough one for kids, I think.
Hey, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts, yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
I liked how they looked, because they looked like little lettuce heads of lettuce.
Right.
And didn't eat them as a kid.
Right. But you like them now?
I love them now.
You know, I tried carrots, Liz, because of Bugs Bunny, and my mom's like, you're going to hate it. I don't care that stupid
because
rabbit
of Bugs
on
Bunny.
Precious cartoon, yeah.
Wow.
And I hated it. Hated it!
You're going to hate it.
Yep, she's right.
My husband's eating them too now. And I got to shout out to him, because I know he's listening. Honey Bun!
Hey, Honey Bun! Honey Bun!
Right on. Thank you for calling, huh? And Honey Bun, we love you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We are great. Thank you. Food you hated as a kid?
Peanut butter.
Wow, really? My God, I lived on peanut butter.
Same. Peanut butter is the best food in the world.
When did you come around on it?
Made it a couple years ago.
Well done, you. Yay.
My brother told me it had spider legs. When they made it, they put spider legs in it, is what he told me.
That is a messed up thing.
Wow.
Well, no wonder you hated it. I mean, do you like spider legs now, though? They are delicious.
Those are delicious, yes.
I do.
With a little butter, right? The spider legs with the butter?
Yeah.
Hey, butter makes everything taste better.
Correct.
Everything's better with butter.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
It's the last day of school for a lot of kids out there.
That is true.
The best day in the universe. So JD's going to do a summer's out sort of weekend starting now. 12 noon tomorrow, a bunch of summer songs and stuff every hour, 12 noon to 6, and on Sunday as well with JD. So.
This is going to be a whiplash musically.
Good. I love those.
Because Hector in Valencia wants to hear Dare by
Gorillaz,
yes. Not a song we normally play.
No, that was good to hear, man. Nice request.
It is our old Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, in honor of the last day of school for Unified, could we hear Hunt for Teacher?
You got a deal. Absolutely. Are you a teacher?
I'm a school psychologist.
Oh, man, was I afraid to go to you.
We got sent to you more than any other students.
Oh, man, that's a fact.
Yeah. All right, you got it. Thank you for listening.
And happy summer.
Thank you.
So let the summer begin.
Thank you. Rock on.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's old request fest. You can request at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter if you'd like.
Yeah.
Or call us at 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, happy Friday.
To you too. What song can we play for you?
Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Anything in particular? I got a list of them I'd like to play.
That Smell.
Nice request for Skynyrd. You know, we were doing something during the lockdown in 2020 where it was like, we were calling it binging. We do like an hour and a half of an artist or whatever. I could do that easily with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'd be more than happy to do that. Thank you for that request.
That was a great request.
All requests. But imagine poor Kevin having to put up with that
just
all the time.
Just know that that's not annoying.
Good. I was concerned. Oh, good.
It's like honey to my ears. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin Sluggo, happy freaking Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you. What good can we play for you?
Oh, man. Oh, can you guys play Firepower by Judas Priest?
Nice. Yes. Who are you?
Please. Thank you.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who art thou?
I'm in Sun Valley.
All right. Who are you?
Who art thou?
My name's Juan.
Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, guys.
Here's some Priest on KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest.
You can call us 818-955-KLOS, but sometimes it might take a while for us to get the request on. This actually came in last week. What was going on in here last week?
Some kind of mayhem. People were on fire. I
mean, listen to this. Listen to this. This is what happened. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there. What song do you want to hear?
Girl You Want by Devo.
That's not a song we normally play, but since it's an all-request fest...
Devo!
Let's play Devo.
Woo! Yeah!
Devo, by request. All Request Fest.
It's 95.5 KLOS. It is our All Request Fest at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Happy Friday, yeah. Kevin and Slogo.
Woo! You too. What song can we play for you?
Ronnie James Dio, Rainbow in the Dark.
It's our All Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hi, for the All Request line, I wanted to request Black Sabbath, Iron Man. What do you think?
Well, I think it's only two of my all-time favorite songs since as far back as I can remember that entire album. I mean, my entire life.
So I'm guessing yes.
I'm more than happy to push play.
Awesome. You guys are awesome.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Easy Living, and that is for Kevin Stockdale.
Yeah, Kevin, this dude does so much work.
He does, yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Happy to play Uriah Heep for you, sir. So, should we take another request?
No. KLOS, hello.
Kevin Slogo, happy Friday.
Woo! You too. What can we play for you?
About some Subdivision by Rush.
Oh, man. That is absolutely... Absolutely.
Okay. I thought you were going to reject it.
No, hell no. That's
he just orgasmed.
Terrified to say, but it's true.
All right, you two. Take care of yourselves. Happy Friday again.
95.5 KLOS.
Super rare version there. Really hard to find.
Southern California's rock station.
Weird ending.
It is Kevin and Slogo in the afternoon. It's our old Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
I'm thinking the Fog Hat Slow Ride.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. Makes me want to go and watch Dazed and Confused for the 5 millionth time.
You haven't watched it enough.
Right?
Let me suggest Half Baked.
I mean, I'd rather be Full Baked. I will be one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah.
There.
Oh, yep. We know what you're saying. Yes.
You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, I live next door to Linda in Wilmington. She was blasting that because she was very happy. She requested it, and we threw it on our precious little All Request Fest.
That's how this thing works.
Yeah.
You call 818-955-KLOS, and we say hello.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We are great. Thank you.
Pray Tell, what would you like to hear?
NXS, Don't Change.
Pray Tell, why?
Hold on a second. Let's ask the KLOS request parrot.
What? Sure, why not?
Thank you, sir.
Bite my head off.
It is our old Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, can I hear Cheap Trick, Mighty Wings?
Oh, good one. I love me some Cheap Trick.
That's a good one.
Same. Who's this?
Paul from Thousand Oaks.
Paul from Thousand Oaks, Cheap Trick for thee on KLOS.
Great. Thank you. What to do?
Thank you, man.
How do?
How do?
All right, have a good weekend.
You too, man. Take care. Look at the time, man.
Yeah. Do we have time for one
minute? I don't know. Maybe.
Been on hold for about 3 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for hanging on. What can we do for you?
Hey, how about some Third Eye Blind?
Nope. We don't have time for that. On Fridays, we like to do a call of the week.
Yeah, we get you people call in with the best damn calls. Very
some
weird
you.
Things. Yeah, some of you.
Some of you do. Some are great.
And we save the best ones for the end of the week. Now, there's two this week. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to go into the ring and battle it out.
Okay.
All right, so here's the first one. We were talking about text. You're going to be able to fix text messages and delete them 15 minutes. Yeah.
Like 15 minutes after you send them.
Yeah, you can correct them or delete them completely. And this fellow called.
Text messages. All right, so I used to work at a church. And the pastor asked me one time where I put a case of water.
Mm-hmm.
I typed Fellowship Hall,
right.
But it came out Fellatio Hall.
And that's, he's like, oh, I know where that is. That's downtown.
That's fantastic.
I love that one. That's very
that
funny.
That is pretty great.
A thing to send to your pastor. But this came in, I think it was yesterday, and this is a contender. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello, hola. You don't want to look at them. They are one heck of a kind of a beast.
What else do they like to eat besides goats? So you remember what we were talking about?
Yeah,
here?
We're talking about chupacabra.
I love this guy.
Anything that's flesh?
Well, that's me.
You don't want to look at them.
Why?
They want you. If you look at them, you're saying, hi, hola, I'm right here.
So you're telling a chupacabra, I'm ready for you.
To eat me.
If you look it in the eye.
But they say, they look like a dog, and like a wolf and a coyote all mixed in on their hind legs or on their front legs, and they are real.
That does what that picture
exactly
looks like.
That's exactly what that picture
it
looks like.
So they're very elusive then.
But don't look them in the eye is something don't look I did not know.
No sega la pelota cuando vas a la calle, which means don't follow the ball when it goes in the street if you see a chupacabra.
That guy's pretty strong.
That's solid advice.
Those are both good.
We're helping people.
I don't know that we're helping people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we are.
Now we know what a chupacabra is, and that if your ball rolls into the street, don't chase it because you have eaten one.
You can learn things by listening
to
this program.
Good to know. Yeah. Sure. Very helpful. So those are your calls of the week. I'm KOL.
Our All Request Fest is coming up.
Yeah! Woo!
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
You are a cruel man. Cruel man.
Son of a bitch. Somebody was rescued from falling into a giant vat of chocolate at the M&M factory.
And it wasn't anything to do with a movie or...
No.
I mean, it wasn't... Wow.
It seems like a prize.
How dare they ruin the chocolate
How
with
dare
their
they rescue
disgusting
him?
Disgusting feet. Let him drown.
And people are dumb. A guy broke into a house, took a shower, like you do, mm-hmm. and then the homeowner came home, and he panicked and locked himself in the bathroom and called the police on himself.
Here, I was robbing this bank, I mean this house, and all of a sudden this lady had the nerve to come home. Help me.
And we talked about food you hated as a kid, and a guy called in and said he used to fish with his feet, and he hated fish. And it never occurred to him maybe it was because he fished with his feet. He used his toes.
Think, people, think.
Gross.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
And one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Seth Elliott and his pals, Def Leppard. Man, do I love that song.
That is great.
Take What You Want. It's the latest from them.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
And look who's coming
down. Oh, that's Sasquatch.
Yeah. He looks hungry. I think he's going to eat our flesh.
But he also has money, though.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, well, all right.
So he's hungry, but he also has money that he's giving away. Mm-hmm. The word for this hour is darkness.
Darkness. In your soul.
Darkness. Text that word to 68683. That is darkness. 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Dude fished with his feet.
I know, that's so weird. I love that, and I'm...
That's gross.
Yeah.
Cashquatch is here.
That's sad that he couldn't afford a fishing pole. Yeah. Or a net.
The word for this hour to text is creature.
Creature.
Text that word to 68683. That is creature to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Since KLOS is owned by a tiny little Los Angeles company, you are not playing against a bunch of people across the country. You're playing against folk here in L.A., so you got, I think, a better chance of winning.
Agreed.
That's another radio contest. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win till 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Hey, it's Sasquatch.
Oh, dear.
He's got $2,000. What do you mean, oh, dear? It's good news.
Oh, that's right.
The word for this hour is Aussie.
Aussie.
You may be familiar. Aussie.
Wow, you better know how to spell that. We can't help you.
Text that to 68683. That is Aussie to 68683 for your shot at today's $2,000.
Standard data. Huh?
Whoa. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win at 20 minutes after every hour till 10.
Hey, that sounds like the Sasquatch. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
I recognize that smell, too.
Giving away the $2,000. The word for this hour is sounds.
Sounds?
Sounds. S-O-U-N-D-S. Text that word to 68683. That is sounds to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour. Till 10 o'clock tonight when we're just too tired. We're going to bed.
Let's say there was a map of the United States.
Yes.
From Pornhub.
Yeah.
With the predominant search for each state. California, for example, mm-hmm. the main search is Asian. Oregon, lesbian. Washington State, MILF. Minnesota is librarian. South Carolina, stepsister. Colorado's main search is droopy balls. The panhandle of Texas is, and this is another strange one, goth hospital. Tennessee is Kevin James.
One of These Nights, the fourth studio album from the Eagles, released on this day in rock in 1975. McCartney and Wings played the Kingdome in Seattle on this day in rock in 1976, and they set a new indoor concert attendance record on that day. 67,000 people showed up to see him play.